It's now time for the Suzy Scoop with Amy Eastlack of Suzy Said. Amy Eastlack, a.k.a. Suzy Said, gives you the scoop on what's happening in and around town this weekend.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the soggy Suzy Scoop. Hoping that, from what I hear, we are going to get some sunshine over the weekend, but this week has been a little bit wet. But I am happy because we have someone in the studio today to talk with us. We have Jamie Schwartz from Brown Auto, and she's going to talk about a good topic, the big warm-up.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here, Jamie. Well, why don't we just start off, why don't you tell us what the big warm-up is for those people out there that haven't heard about it yet?
Well, the big warm-up is an event. It started about 3 years ago, and it's a coat drive, and we collect coats from, you know, all over the community, all different facets, and we give them back to people in our community who otherwise wouldn't be able to afford to have one.
Okay, and so who do these coats go out to? Like, is it, I hear Boys and Girls Club, is that right? And mm-hmm. other, the Haven, is that...
The Haven as well. There are a lot of different organizations within our community that request coats. They're all funneled through MACA. Marnie Allen over in MACA is really in charge of the big warm-up. And it can be anything from the Boys and Girls Club to the Haven to other area shelters, the Salvation Army, or kids at schools. Local schools will even submit and they'll ask, you know, we need a couple of coats. Can you donate? So it's really anyone who requests them. We try to fulfill as many orders as possible.
That's awesome. So can you tell us a little bit about, when are you taking the coats and where can people find them?
Well, there are a bunch of different locations set up all over town where you can drop off the coats. We're trying to make it as easy as possible. So you can drop them off at MACA. You can drop them off at the Haven, which is, you know, downtown on Market. Mm-hmm. Every Brown Auto location at the Senior Center up on 29. You can drop it off at the Pampers Pets location, Mincer's, Ragged Mountain, a lot of the different churches.
Wow.
So, yeah, there's many, many places that you can drop them off.
Wow. This is you and I have both been involved with this for a couple years now. And I remember going through the coats last year and there were tons and tons of them. But I think we need to make a point of telling people that what we're really looking for are winter coats.
Yes, heavy winter coats. Because you have to remember that for people who can't afford, some of them don't have homes.
Right.
Or people that are just trying to get their kids to school that may be waiting at the bus stop.
Correct.
So we really need warm, warm winter coats. But, you know, we're grateful for anything that people can donate.
That's right.
But, you know, we're trying to really keep people warm through the, you know, the months of November through February.
Right. And it can get chilly out there. And I think that some of us kind of take that for granted sometimes mm-hmm. as we get dressed. As I was going out in the rain today, I had a couple coats to choose from.
Right.
And I think that the thought of not having a winter coat to put on your child, I know that they are looking specifically for, they want everything. They will take everything. But kids' coats are in great need this year.
Mm-hmm.
And plus sizes, from what I've heard.
Yes, plus size men coats. We get a lot of requests for larger men's coats. That we tried last year, we got a couple of hundred, you know, the more the better. So we're looking for, you know, large men's coats, as you said.
So, Jamie, do these coats have to be new?
They don't have to be new. We collect, you know, some people will donate new coats. They'll go out and buy coats to donate, but used coats, really anything that you have. You know, a lot of people in our community have, you know, buy their kids different coats that they grow out of over the years.
Right.
Or maybe you have a coat that, you know, is out of style and you just, you know, don't wear it anymore. We'd love to see anything, even raincoats. You know, really just anything that people can keep warm in.
That's fabulous. I know that I just went through the closet just a couple days ago looking through my kids' winter coats. And guess what? They do not fit them anymore. I don't know how that happened. I don't know what happened over the last year, but neither of those coats fit. So think about that when you're cleaning out your closets. I know most of us are kind of switching over to the fall and winter clothes. And, you know, just this is a great time of year to be thinking about this. And this donations are being picked up through, is it October 21st?
Yes, October 21st, all the locations. And then the next day we are going to sort. So
sort.
You and I get to hang
That's
out for
right.
the day and go through thousands. Hopefully our goal is 1,500 coats.
Fabulous.
So hopefully this year we'll be sorting all of those coats.
Right, I can't wait.
Very exciting.
All right, well, thank you so much for being here today, Jamie.
Thank you
Good
for
luck with
me.
The coat drive.
Thank you.
It's now time for the Suzy Scoop with Amy Eastlack of Suzy Said. Amy Eastlack, a.k.a. Suzy Said, gives you the scoop on what's happening in and around town this weekend.
All right, well, after you drop your coats off at the big warm-up this weekend, I have got some all kinds of fun things for you to do. And I'm really hoping, crossing my fingers, I did hear on the news this morning that it is supposed to be a beautiful weekend, and I'm crossing my fingers for that because there's several things outdoors that I would like to do. And we'll start off with the first one. This is kind of a dual one. You know, I said over the past couple of weeks that I'm going to start talking, giving a little get moving section, trying to get us all moving and thinking about running and being active and being outside because it's fall and it's gorgeous out. So I'm going to do triple. I'm going to talk about food, family fun, and running all in the same event. How about that? Saturday, First United Methodist Church holds this chocolate festival every year, but they kick it off early in the morning with the Chocolate Chase, which is a 5K. They actually do a run and a walk. And that will start at 8 o'clock in the morning over at First United Methodist Church, which is right downtown on High Street and 2nd Street. And so that starts around 8 a.m. The run and the walk are both are timed a little bit differently. So the run is $25, $15 for the walk, and they start at separate times, but you got to be there by about between 7, 7:45 for registration if you haven't done that online. And you can do that online on their website, which is SevilleFirstUnitedMethodist.org. Following that, they have a little pancake breakfast, and then the Chocolate Festival kicks off. And this is from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Lee Park, which is right across from First United Methodist downtown. And there is basically everything chocolate that you can think of. There's homemade, just delicious, all kinds of things. Kids activities contest. There will be a cupcake throwdown, as there was last year. That was new last year. And there just be so many great things. You have activities to make some chocolate stuff, buy it, eat it, taste it. It is going to be a wonderful event. And all of the money that they raise for this, all of this goes back into programs that First United Methodist runs, and that might be through that church or through other churches. There's Pochum, which is the homeless shelter that they run, that not First United Methodist runs, but all the churches take turns hosting homeless the homeless population one week every throughout the winter. So that's part of it. But there are a lot of international things that they do. There's local soup kitchen that they run with the Catholic Church. And there's also something that I'm involved pretty closely in is a Loaves and Fishes food pantry. And we will be serving up homemade ho-hos. So, you know, like the ho-hos or the Swiss cake rolls that you buy at the store, but these were made from scratch. And I'm promising you, I did not cook any of them. They didn't even invite me. No, they did. But I did not take part in the baking of these because we know I'm not so skilled in the kitchen, but they are amazing. So there's going to be great fun. So that is 9 to 3. If you want to work off your calories before you eat them, hit the Chocolate Chase. So that's on Saturday. Additionally, starting this week, starting the 13th on Thursday, the circus is in town. Zing, zang, zoom. The Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey presentation. It is supposed to be amazing. I wish I had my daughter's going on Friday with her school. I wish I had a full report on that, but it just sounds so incredible. And it's not your typical circus. There's going to be David Da Vinci, and they entitle him a thrillusionist, which I guess is an amazing, amazing illusionist. And they will have some of the things you expect to see. The Hans Klotz has his dogs. There's a pride of golden lionesses and one rare white lion. And there are going to be the Asian elephants. And actually, you can see beforehand, they have a special thing when you buy tickets that you can kind of get up close and personal with some of this. So you can check that out. And that is at John Paul Jones Arena. That runs Thursday at 7, Friday at 7, Saturday at 11, Sunday at 1 and 5. So there's quite a few shows. Tickets run $14 to $37. There are still tickets available for that. And, you know, I just recently read Water for Elephants, and it's hard not to think of that when you think about the circus, but that is not the way the circus is anymore. They are, it's just amazing, amazing athleticism and animals, and they are very good to the animals these days. So check out the circus, Zing Zang Zoom, at John Paul Jones Arena on Saturday. Another cool thing that's going on, this is a little bit further, over the mountain at Frontier Culture Museum, they have what they're calling Ancestral Skills Day. And so basically it's going back to the old days and learning more about there'll be demonstrations and be hands-on activities of things like pottery making, soapstone bowl making, fire starting, kind of things that you really had to learn to do to survive. It's kind of like old school or ancient technology, things that made their life easier, things that made their lives more, I guess, be able to adjust to their lives, and you can learn about doing that. And they're actually doing a special admission, $5 for students 18 and younger, and $7 for their accompanying adults. So you'll hear more about archaeological means and the things that they did in the Shenandoah Valley and how they kind of came up with some of this stuff. So I think it's going to be a really educational day, and that runs all day at the Frontier Culture Museum, and that's over in Stanton. So there's another a little more fun that you can have with your family. And then another thing that I've talked about, once a month, University of Virginia Art Museum presents their family art jams. And that happens on Saturday and Sunday of this weekend. Once a month, they have a new theme. And this month is capturing the gesture of dance. And what is so cool about this is they have an exhibit, The Dancer and the Dance. And then kids, and you do this with your kids. Okay, so this is an adult and child workshop. Then you get to draw from a live model who's in motion. You get to participate in a dance workshop and watch a performance by students in UVA's dance program. So that sounds absolutely incredible. For 5 to 7 year olds, it's from 1 to 3, and then 7 to 12 year olds is from 3 to 5. And you do this with your child. And if you want information on that, you can call 243-2050, or you can email museumoutreach@virginia.edu, or go to their website, which is University of Virginia Art Museum. And that is, I've known several people that have done that. We haven't been able to do it with my kids yet, but it's supposed to be just a really, really cool experience. So check that out. So moving on to some other things, getting out and about. Now we'll talk a little bit, break this down for you into theater, music, and throw in one, because you know I got to talk about wine at some point. One wine event going on this weekend. So in theater around Charlottesville this weekend, the Paramount Theater, I want to throw this in there because these happen, I don't know, probably once a week or maybe a little bit less than that. At the Paramount, they do the Metropolitan Opera live in HD. So you're watching it on their big screen as it's happening. And this weekend, it is Anna Bolena, and it's that kind of heartbreaking story of the ill-fated queen who's driven insane by her unfaithful king. And it's supposed to be just absolutely amazing. There's a pre-show lecture that's presented by someone from the Ashlawn Opera. This week, it's Tim Snyder. Tickets are only $18 to $24, and it's basically a way to experience opera right here in Charlottesville. And it's you know, we do that during the actual Ashlawn Opera during the summer, and this is like the best of the best, and you get to watch it on the big screen. That's at 1 o'clock on Saturday, so that's something you might want to check out. At the Old Mickey Theater, Dracula has started, and that started on the 14th, and will run through the 30th. Tickets are $10 for adults, $8 for kids, that will run through November 30th. And if you want reservations for that, you can call 977-3690. And that's an all-teen cast, so I think that will be really, really interesting and fun to see. Parade is still going on at the Culbreth Theater. That's a Tony Award-winning musical based on the true story of Leo Frank, who was a Jewish man convicted of murdering a young factory worker back in 1913, probably unjustly convicted from what I remember. And you can get those tickets at the box office, or you can give them a call at the Culbreth main stage. And then going into music, there is always, you know, if you look at music, if you get on one of the radio websites, there's always music going on in Charlottesville. So I picked out three different types of music that I thought you might kind of hit all different people this week. And on three different days. So Friday night, Sips on the Downtown Mall does a lot of great music, a lot of great jazz music. It's a real intimate setting, and there's a group called 789. They're a jazz quartet, and they will be there starting at 9 o'clock on Friday night. So really cool to hear, and that kind of kind of loungy vibe that Sips has going on in there. So I think that'll be a really great show. On Saturday, the Mount Zion First African Baptist Church Choir is doing a concert at 7:30 at night, and it's going to be kind of the evolution of gospel music from slavery all the way through the birth of blues. So I thought that sounded really interesting, and they are known for their choir. So something you might want to check out. Might be a little outside of your normal thing to do on a Saturday night, and that's why I brought it up, because I think that's one of the things we like to do at Susie Said, is to kind of get you out to see, check out some of these really unique things that we have here in Charlottesville. And then on Sunday, G Love and Special Sauce is coming to the Jefferson, and I have loved G Love and Special Sauce for a long time, so I'm really pumped about this show. 8:30 on Sunday. There are still tickets available. I think they're about $25, and that is on Sunday. So one more. We talked about the big warm-up, so I just want to remind you that's running through October 21st. There are places everywhere. I think Jamie mentioned Macca, The Haven, Brown Auto, the Senior Center, Ragged Mountain Running Shop. Fashion Square Mall has donation boxes too, and they are wrapped. They are wrapped like presents, so you will notice them. And then all across UVA grounds, there are 17 sites across UVA grounds where you can do that too. And if you need help with anything like that, you can always email amy@suzysaid.com. I am on that committee, and I am happy to do pickups too if anybody needs that. One more, because I talked about the chocolate chase, but since that's so involved in chocolate, I thought I'd talk about one more way to get moving this weekend, and that is the Crop Walk. And this is basically to raise funds to promote peace and justice and end hunger. And this is around the world. This is actually, the crop walk happens all over the country and all over the world. And this is happening at First Presbyterian Church at 500 Park Street on Saturday, and it starts at 1:30 p.m. And I've participated in the crop walk in the past, not here in Charlottesville. I actually didn't know until about a week ago that we had one. So this is a really kind of a, you know, it's a little, it's deep to think about that there's so much poverty and so much hunger going on all around us. So it's a great way to raise funds for that and to and really kind of think about how you can help others around you. So it's going to be a great weekend. It's going to be a great day. Great Saturday. It's supposed to be a great day for a chocolate chase or a crop walk or a festival. So get on out there and enjoy it and have a fabulous weekend. We'll see you next week.